And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 20th of October, 2009. It's the birthday of a poet who, when asked why he became a poet, said, "Whatever makes a child want to glue macaroni on a paper plate and paint the assemblage and see it on the refrigerator," and that has always been strong in me. Robert Pinsky, born in Long Branch, New Jersey, 1940, he's the author of 19 books, including his recent collections Jersey Rain and Gulf Music, and also a translator. In 1995, he published a new translation of Dante's Inferno, in which he preserved the terza rima rhyme scheme that Dante had invented, ABA, BCB, CDC, DED, and so forth, an interlocking rhyme scheme, which works well in Italian, not as well in English. And so Pinsky was flexible about rhyme. He rhymed such words as tell, feel, and well, and sleep, stop, up. His translation begins, "Midway on our life's journey, I found myself in dark woods, the right road lost. To tell about those woods is hard, so tangle and rough and savage, that thinking of it now, I feel the old fear stirring. Death is hardly more bitter. And yet, to treat the good I found there as well, I'll tell what I saw, though how I came to enter I cannot well say. Being so full of sleep, whatever moment it was, I began to blunder off the true path." Here's a poem for today by Diane Lockwood, entitled "The First Artichoke." Though everyone said no one could grow artichokes in New Jersey, my father planted the seeds and grew one magnificent artichoke, late season, long after the squash, tomatoes, and zucchini. It was the derelict in my father's garden, little Buddha of a vegetable, pine cone gone awry. It was as strange as a bony plated armadillo. My mother prepared the artichoke as if preparing a miracle. She snipped the bronzy winter-kissed tips, mashed breadcrumbs, oregano, parmesan, garlic, and lemon, stuffed the mush between the leaves, baked, then placed the artichoke on the table. "This," she said, "was food we could eat with our fingers." When I hesitated, my father spoke of beautiful Sennara, who'd loved her mother more than she'd loved Zeus. In anger, the god transformed her into an artichoke. And in 1949, Marilyn Monroe had been crowned California's first artichoke queen. I peeled off a leaf, like my father did, dipped it in melted butter, and with my teeth scraped and sucked the nut-flavored slimy stuff. We piled up the inedible parts, skeletons of leaves and purple prickles. Piece by piece, the artichoke came apart the way we would in 1959, the year the flower buds of the artichokes in my father's garden bloomed without him, their blossoms 7 inches wide and violet blue as bruises. But first, we had that miracle on our table. We peeled and peeled a vegetable striptease and worked our way deeper and deeper down to the small fillet of delectable heart. The First Artichoke, poem by Diane Lockwood, from What Feeds Us, published by Wind Publications, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.